Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
We may not have Christian Dior or Gucci or Chanel, but we do have some luxury brands. But they don't yet have the worldwide recognition of some of our Italian and French equivalents. My next guest hopes to change that by creating an Irish luxury holding group, by buying up brands here with high potential and streamlining where they are sold globally. It's called Vico Group and its founder is Ashley MacDonald from Galway. Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning. Thank you for having me here.
Can you give us an example of an Irish luxury brand?
Absolutely. Well, I think if you walk down Grafton Street or into Brand Thomas today, the Irish brands might not be the ones shouting at you, but certainly during Fashion Week, you can see them, whether it's Paul Costello or Aoife McNamara. We have the amazing Rashid, Rachel Maguire here from Dublin as well. So we have the talent, we have the brands, we just don't yet necessarily have the structure or the financing in place to help them scale.
So this is interesting. This is where you come in. You're hoping to snap up some of these brands that haven't yet been established in the global malls. And how are you going to do that? In other words, who's going to fund you so that you can buy all these brands that we don't yet know about?
Yes, great question. So we have LOIs submitted for the first two brands and I hope by next week we should
have our letters of intent.
Exactly. So we've gone through everything. What would that look like, you know, rolling up into the group, whether it's a 100% acquisition? Usually it's, if it's a second or third generation family business, maybe no shareholders remaining to actually run it. Or it's a young, hungry founder that can't maybe find financing. But we're not just solving for capital. We're solving for structure, for resources, for those, you know, synergies that you have when you have a shared back office. And also it's for network and for being able to tap into top global talent, which is hard to do if you're an independent local Irish brand. So in terms of financing, we have a couple of different options. When the asset is right, we can go to the banks and say this is a leveraged buyout situation. So if it's 100% acquisition in particular, that makes a lot of sense. And that's how most luxury conglomerates would actually function. Otherwise, we strike a deal with the brand. We look at what percentage of equity we're actually going to acquire. We put a value on that
equity.
Does
it need to be a controlling stake, whatever you do?
Exactly. Because we're bringing that shared back office, because we're bringing all the experts from the holding company and we're powering these brands. We're bringing the whole operating system, whether it's legal, whether it's HR, finance, marketing. That's probably the most important thing that these brands in general are lacking, whether it's fashion or beauty, jewellery. You know, we're even looking at fine food. So it's very much a diversified portfolio, mirroring that of LVMH, but with an Irish approach.
And you used to work for LVMH in Paris. So I'm guessing you know a little bit about luxury. Now, when I was in university in UCD, we studied the four P's of marketing, which is product, price, promotion, and ultimately place, i.e. where you sell your product. That's really at the heart of your offering. You can get it into the likes of Selfridges or Saks Fifth Avenue or Brand Thomas.
Absolutely. So this is what I've been doing for the last 10 years. Like you said, I started out at LVMH and they're in the holding and the headquarters in Paris. I then moved internally to Dior, Christian Dior, so one of the biggest luxury brands in the world. Mm-hmm. An Irishman now leading their creative direction.
Who's that?
J.W. Anderson, indeed. Mm-hmm. And then I was with a group called Pooch for the last 5 years. So Pooch IPO'd in 2024. It was the biggest IPO in Europe. That is a luxury group. It's on the Spanish Stock Exchange and they have, you know, a portfolio of over 30 brands. So the last 10 years, I would get to work in a brand, how it's integrated into the group. We roll it up. How do we scale it? Where are the efficiencies? But also how do we expand the product portfolio? How do we expand the geographical footprint? So meeting with retailers, meeting with all the different distributors, but also ultimately on the production side, what actually will allow us to make this brand more profitable, more scalable, and then
scale is important. Yes. In other words, if you've got a relatively small outfit, would you buy it? Because in other words, they might have to ramp up production in order to meet a regular demand in the likes of Selfridges.
Absolutely. And that's what we do. That's the expertise we come with as a group. So my first employee is also an Irish woman, but like myself, has been in France for many years. And she's, you know, formerly at Chanel and Givenchy, another brand from LVMH Group. Yeah. And that's what you learn how to do. It's like any business, actually. It's learning how to meet your demand. But when it comes to luxury, we don't want to discount. We don't want to overstock. We don't
want to. A lot of us do like discounts. But
yeah, but it's not the luxury strategy. And like you said, it's all about place. Where are you actually distributing these products? Mm. So for us, it's brands that could or are already being sold in the likes of Brand Thomas, our international equivalents like Saks and Selfridges, and then airport duty free as well. So brands that would be seen in those places.
And would people pay a premium to have something from Ireland? You know, let's say, you know, they're in a mall in Dubai. Would they pay a premium?
Absolutely. And I think at the end of the day, in Ireland, we're never going to be competitive on price if we're producing and designing something here. So we need to bring experience. We need to bring the heritage of Ireland. We need to bring that storytelling. And people are interested in that. Brand Ireland has never been stronger.
Superb. Well, best of luck with it. And I hope it goes well for you. That is Aisling McDonald from the Vico Group in Galway originally.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland. Helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.